Welcome into the Grace Went Daily podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. My name's Pastor Jeremiah. Probably going to get sick of the intro. I'll have to think of how I can mix that up or something like that. Okay, here we go. It is day 32 of the 1 year Bible journey. We're now in February in terms of month, but anyway. Well, let me ask you this question as we open up our little talk here together today. Do you like roundabouts? How many of you like roundabouts? Raise your hand. I mean, you know, roundabouts when you're driving your car. I guess my answer to that would be no, but I think that's probably just based on my background. I grew up in Nebraska. I don't remember roundabouts growing up. Not really a common thing, not used to driving them. So, you know, the first time you approach a roundabout, I don't remember the first roundabout I ever approached, but you know, anyway, it can be a little bit confusing. I know my girls, when I was teaching them to drive, you know, roundabouts were a little scary, a little bit intimidating at first because they're kind of funky, but we'll get to why they're useful here in just a second. But today my spiritual thought comes from Exodus 13 verse 17. It says, when Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through the Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them in a roundabout way, this is my version, NLT I'm reading, God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness toward the Red Sea. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. And I think we are, in our spiritual journey, we are often directionally challenged, or we have the moments in life where we're like, I'm not quite for sure where God's taking me right now. Like, I think I should be going there, but why is God taking me over this way? So the shortest way is not always the best way or the right way. And we have to trust God to lead us directionally. And because we probably have a good plan of like, hey, I think this route might be the best route or whatever it might be. So God didn't take them the shortest way. He took them the best way. And that's why we need to pray, seek the Lord. We're trying to get in God's word for wisdom and direction, that we can kind of say the same thing, right? We can be like, God, I don't necessarily want to go the shortest way. I want to go the best way, and I want to go your way and not my own way. So that's one spiritual truth we can grab hold of today, because God knew, like, I'm going to take them this way because it's the best and it's going to be the best for them, because I don't want them to turn around. I don't want them to go back. And if they go this way, they could be faced with things that could distract, disrupt from where I ultimately want to take them. So I have to consider that in my life today. It's like, okay, God might be leading me or directing me or taking me down this road, not because it's the easiest way or the shortest way, but it's the best way, because if I did take that direction that I'm thinking I should go, it might not be good for me. I might be faced with things that will be damaging or disruptful, whatever it might be. And so then it says, if the people are faced with battle, they might change their minds. So God led them in a roundabout way. And this is where I'm grabbing hold of this word roundabout. Because what is the point of a roundabout? Do you know that? For those of you that love or hate roundabouts that you drive through, what is, you know, I neither really at this point in my life like nor dislike them. But what's the point? Well, when I Googled it, when Wikipedia and some other, the point of a roundabout is safety, okay? It provides safety from collisions and crashes, because, you know, cars, like just normal roads, you know, there can be the momentum and the speed of cars that collisions can happen at a much greater capacity. And roundabouts reduce the chances of those things happening and collisions happening at that much higher level, okay? So it's about safety. So when you're driving through the roundabout and you're saying, I'm super annoyed, I hate roundabouts, I don't even like them. Well, guess what? They're for your safety. That's what they're for. So that's really what's going on with the roundabout. And spiritual truth being, God is taking us in a roundabout way through the journey of life. Why? He's taking us the best way and he's taking us the safest way. Yeah, there probably are other directions that we could go, and maybe we've taken the wrong direction at times or whatever that might be, but we have to understand, when we're following God and choosing to go his way in his direction, it might look like we're going through a roundabout. It might look like we're taking him the long way, but ultimately it's the best way. It's God's way, and it's the safest way. So let's keep tracking God's direction. And one super good way of doing that is directionally reading God's word. It helps us in terms of following God's direction each and every day in our lives. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you tomorrow.